Good day, everyone. Welcome to the ATA Inc. 2018 third quarter financial results conference call. My name is David. I'll be your event operator for the call today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you do require any help from the operator, please key star 0 and telephone. I to advise all parties, this conference is being recorded. And a reminder for the participants, if you'd like to ask a question, you can simply press star 1 on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw the question, simply press star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. Okay. Again, a gentle reminder to ask a question, you can simply press star 1 on your telephone. And now I can hand over to Adam Pryor from the Equity Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing ATA's results for the third quarter ended September 30th, 2018 is available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. A replay of this broadcast will also be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurances that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I'd also like to refer you to slide number 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the third quarter ended September 30, 2018, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.8680 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of September 30, 2018. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying presentation, there's an overview of the company on slide 3. On today's call, the company's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung, will provide a brief overview of financial highlights for the third quarter of 2018. ATA's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, and President Jack Wong will conclude the remarks with a brief discussion on ATA's outlook and long-term growth strategy as we head into 2019 before opening the floor for any questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung. Please go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Adam, and welcome everyone. I'll begin on slide 5 with financial highlights. But first, I would like to note a few important changes in the way we reported our financial statements for the 3 and 9 months ended September 30, 2018. With the closing of the ATA online transaction in August, the balance sheet items related to the disposed business lines were not consolidated into ATA's September 30, 2018 financial statements. For the periods presented in this deck and in the related press release, the results of the discontinued operations, less applicable income taxes pertaining to the time period prior to the disposal date, are reported as two separate components of income or loss on the consolidated statements of consolidated income or loss, which are loss from operations of discontinued operations, net of income taxes, and gain from disposal of discontinued operations net of income taxes. Briefly, ATA's total net revenues for the 3 months ended September 30, 2018 were RMB 1.1 million compared to RMB 2.1 million in the prior year period. Same as the first and second quarters of 2018, the decrease was primarily due to reclassification of approximately RMB 1.5 million in rental income from net revenues to other operating income net as a result of adopting the new revenue guidance ASC 606 effective January 1, 2018. The related costs of approximately RMB 4.5 million were also reclassified from the cost of revenues to other operating income net. Loss from continuing operations net of income taxes for the third quarter of 2018 was RMB 1.5 million compared to a loss of RMB 14.5 million in the prior year period, primarily due to the reversal of approximately RMB 9.3 million in deferred taxes accrued as a result of the ATA online sale transaction. Gain from disposal of discontinued operations net of income taxes for the third quarter of 2018 was RMB 1.0 billion, and income taxes incurred for the disposal of discontinued operations for the period totaled RMB 89.1 million. As a result of this RMB 1 billion gain from disposal of discontinued operations, ATA reported RMB 1 billion or US$147.6 million in net income for the third quarter of 2018 compared to a net loss of RMB 16.5 million in the prior year period. As many of you are aware, in connection with the closing of the ATA online transaction, ATA paid a special cash dividend of US$6 per ADS to shareholders in August. The total amount of cash distributed in the dividend was approximately US$140 million. As shown on slide 6, ATA has a history of returning capital to shareholders through dividends since the company's IPO in 2008, including this most recent special cash dividend. The company has distributed approximately US$7.42 per ADS in dividends in aggregate as a measure of rewarding shareholders for their continued support. Slide 7 provides balance sheet highlights. As of September 30, 2018, ATA's cash and cash equivalents were US$31.2 million, which takes into account payment of the special cash dividend I just mentioned. This compares to US$8.2 million in cash and cash equivalents at December 31, 2017. Working capital was US$29.2 million, and total shareholders' equity was US$42.7 million at September 30, 2018, compared to US$34.6 million and US$56.1 million, respectively, as of December 31, 2017. I would now like to turn it over to Kevin, who will say a few words about ATA's outlook and growth strategy. Please go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Amy. I will make my comments brief. Those of you who have been following ATA since the beginning of 2018 know that the company has transformed quite a bit in the past year. Slide 9 summarizes the major developments, including Jack's appointments as president in January, the ATA online sale transition from entry into STA to ultimate closing, and finally our M&A activities. ATA intends to maintain its NASDAQ listing, and we will continue working to bolster our operations and serve as responsible stewards of capital for all of our shareholders. As Ann mentioned, our management team has a documented history of successfully returning capital to our loyal shareholders, and we expect to utilize our strong financial position to continue pursuing opportunities in the education industry. As we continue to cultivate the remaining portion of ATA's business, which includes development of K-12 assessment tools and content, and two university partnership projects focused on vocational and international education. We also believe our expertise in assessment and learning technologies and the reputation within the sector will allow us to take advantage of exciting prospects as education in China continues to grow and evolve. With that, I will turn it over to Jack for update on our M&A activities.
Thank you, Kevin. In August, we announced ATA signed a cabinet arrangement for the acquisition of Beijing Bayshore International Travel Service Co. Limited. Beijing Bayshore for short and majorly in Chinese, for which we had previously announced a strategic investment in March. We continue working closely with the Beijing Bayshore team to complete the acquisition and anticipate closing before the end of the fourth quarter of 2018. In addition to making progress on the acquisition, ATA's management team has been actively involved in restructuring and streamlining Beijing Bayshore's business since we announced the definitive agreement in August. This month, we appointed Mr. Nan Sun, who previously served as general manager of EU Asia Education, a subsidiary of New Oriental, as the new CEO of Beijing Bayshore. Ms. Sun has over 18 years of experience in the international education space and the U.S. market. We believe her vision and insight will prove helpful as we work to utilize ATA's resources to maximize the growth potential of Beijing Bayshore's education study tour business while exploring ways to improve this promising business model. Slide 10 and 11 provide additional background on this acquisition. The terms of the definitive agreement remain the same as previously announced, with ATA acquiring Beijing Bayshore for a total purchase price of RMB 50 million, as noted on slide 10. The company filed a Form 6K on August 17, 2018, which contains definitive acquisition agreement and additional information. Interested parties may access it on the SEC filings page on ATA's website or on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website at www.sec.gov. Beijing Bayshore is one of China's largest providers of B2B educational tour services, offering international educational study tour services for students in China who are interested in overseas study tours, primarily in the U.S., United Kingdom, and Australia. Utilizing ATA's expertise in leading technologies and our long-standing industry connections, our initial goal is to increase outreach to support a growing population of students seeking learning experiences outside of the classroom, especially education international travel programs. Moving to slide 12, which outlines our overall growth strategy. Having completed the transaction during the 2018 third quarter, we are now fully focused on working toward our long-term goal of leveraging ATA's expertise in assessment, education technologies and services, as well as our industry relationships to scale the growth of well-established education enterprises to expand our presence in China and beyond, transforming ATA into a leading international education service provider. The Beijing Bayshore acquisition is one of these opportunities, and we continue to explore the possibility of using the proceeds from the ATA online sales transaction to fund M&A opportunities within the education sector while also continuing to support the remaining portion of ATA's business, which includes development of K-12 assessment tools and the content and two university partnership projects focused on vocational and international education. We believe ATA is well positioned to execute on the growth strategy, and we look forward to answering any questions about our plans during our upcoming visits to the U.S. for investor meetings. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thanks so much. Hello, everyone. The question and answer session will now begin. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw the question, simply press star 2. Again, to remind the participants on how to ask a question, you can simply press star 1 on your telephone. I'd like to turn the call over to Adam Pryor.
Thank you, operator. At the current moment, we do not have any questions in the phone queue. However, we do have a webcast open for the company in which we are taking questions. We've received a few, and I'll read those, and then I'll open it and turn it over to management for their comments. The first comes from Jason Huang of Rimor Capital Management. And the question, the first one is, I'm trying to understand our current business portfolio. Is our K-12 assessment tool segment contributing the vast majority of revenue at this point? And is there any timeline to improve the quarterly loss in the segment to a break-even level? And with that, I'll turn it over to management to address that, and then I'll come back and read the next question.
Thank you, Adam. For the K-12 assessment tool segment, it is true that it is contributing majority of the revenue at this point. Since K-12 assessment tool business is still technology-oriented startup company, we expect that it will take some time to see substantial financial contributions. However, with the vote of confidence from MOOC China Investment, which has significant resources and authority within the space of online education, we believe that this company can develop effective education assessment tools and content and be able to more quickly penetrate China's K-12 education system.
Thank you, Amy. As I read through the next question, it says for Beijing BizTour, and this question also comes from Jason Huang of Rimor Capital Management. For Beijing BizTour, what is the current revenue breakdown between the regular travel agency business and the educational tour business? And can you give any color on the margins within that business? And I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. For the revenue breakdown, for Beijing Business Tour, actually, it is more for the education tour business. So agency business is only a very rare case for Beijing Business Tour's business. And we are actually in the progress of closing the deal for Beijing Business Tour, and we will have more color in our next conference call, and we are also working on a budget for the coming year, so we will share more color in the next call for the revenue and also the other details.
Adam, may I add a couple of points on top of the answer from Annie?
Of course.
All right. You know, this is a very, very good question. All right. So the Beijing-based tour is entirely education tour focused. All right. So in this sense, you know, our revenue would be coming entirely 100% from, you know, this sector, you know, sort of a education tour related. All right. And we're in a very interesting period of time because we are right now in the middle of completing this deal and also working on plans, working on budgets, as well, you know, as our, you know, strategy for the coming year, you know, especially the execution plan for the coming year. You know, anyway, I totally agree with Amy. There will be more information, you know, on the on our base work, all right. With this coming earnings call.
Okay, and the second half of his question relating to Beijing BizTour from Rimor Capital is, and I'll read it exact, within the education tour business, what percentage of the year-to-date revenues is from U.S. products in the first three quarters this year? And then he also asks if there is any material impact in terms of customer choices given the current trade between China and the United States, if there's any impact in customers' choices with that.
Yeah, this is a very good question. You know, I mean, I just returned, you know, from a visit to, you know, to the Ministry of of education in the States, led by senior officials from the Chinese Ministry of Education. So from this visit, we met and talked to the Secretary of Ministry, you know, and we also talked to a number of senior members of the American Ministry of Education. And so I think given though, even we have this sort of trade disagreement, you know, between the two countries, but both parties strongly believe that there will be no material impact on the number of students in terms of student exchange between the two countries. As a matter of fact, American government welcomes you know, Chinese students to study in the States. When I was introducing you know, the ATA and our acquisition of Beijing Bayshore, when I was telling the minister, the Secretary of Education Ministry, about that we roughly you know, send thousands of students from China, you know, to have you know, short-term studies or to have study tours in the States, and she was very, very impressed. And so I, from this perspective, I do not foresee any sort of a negative impact, you know, caused by the trade dialogue between the two administrations on the study tour business. So as your first question, so U.S. is a very attractive destination for Chinese students to study either short-term study, study tours, or long-term study. So from our data, so more than 70% of our students actually, you know, go to the United States. And the rest of the students go to other speaking countries such as Australia, in Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and continental Europe. So we're looking forward to, and the at a market level, you know, the international study tour business actually enjoys a very, very strong growth in the past sort of 5 years. We see more than 20-30% growth year-on-year, you know, since the past five years. That's the reason why we, you know, we started this acquisition, you know, and with this acquisition, we're trying to transform ATA, you know, from the regional business to international education provision. Thank you, Adam.
I hand over to Adam Pryor.
Thank you. Finally, we have one question again on the webcast portion from Jason Huang of Lamar Capital. And the last question is, what is management's plan to allocate capital between the K-12 assessment segment and Beijing Biz Tour?
Yeah, you know, our strategy, you know, as far as this acquisition is concerned, is very straightforward and clear. We acquire to invest and to grow. So we're prepared to, you know, invest major resources available right now to Beijing Biz Tour and to grow that to be the leading platform, you know, B2B, you know, international tour operating platform in China. And the reason why we want to invest is because the market is growing very fast and the penetration rate is getting higher and higher and the size of the market is very, very big. We're talking about millions of Chinese students going abroad for study tours every year, and the largest B2C operator in this field actually only recruits around about 20 or 30,000 students a year. So in comparison to millions of students going out of a year, we have a very, very big room for growth. So in order to take advantage of the market growth, the size of market, you know, so we have to invest, and we have to invest for growth. And
thank you, Jack. And that is all that we have from the webcast portion. And thank you to everyone who has queued up for a question, and they were very detailed. With that, I'll turn it back to the operator to see if there's any remaining questions on the phone line.
Thanks so much. Again, a reminder for the participants to ask a question. You can simply press star 1 on the telephone. If you then decide to withdraw the question, you can simply press star 2. I'd like to hand over to the management.
And also so thank you again, and thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our next quarterly report. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and have a very good day.